This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have been thinking about that void in Cleveland and wondering, how are sports fans doing now that LeBron has made his decision? It's been a few days. The dust has settled. Time to check in with Nick Wilson of 92.3 The Fan, our affiliate on the shores of Lake Erie. Just finished up his show a couple hours ago that he does nights Eastern time. And Nick, we're happy to have you. What has this week been like since we found out LeBron would be departing Cleveland and heading to Southern California?
Oh, it was the slow requiem that started out, and it had little bursts of rage or pockets of emotions from Cleveland fans. But you know what? I gotta say, I really, 2014 was different because he was coming back. But when you compare it up against 2010, in 2010, that week after LeBron left was like just a four alarm fire all week of just angry fans and like four people saying, guys, he's still he's still a Northeast Ohio kid, he's still this, and then those people getting eviscerated all over Northeast Ohio. So I think now I feel like the ratio's kind of flipped. So I keep talking about the five stages of grieving. I do think that Cleveland fans have come to acceptance a heck of a lot more gentler than they did some 8 years ago. And I think now people are genuinely interested to see what path does LeBron's legacy finish on, and what path do the Cavaliers go down from now on too?
Why is it easier this time?
He won a title. That's one way. And I also think he did it right this way. Not only was it the four straight finals and winning one of them, the first title in 52 years, that whole sonnet I can recite, but I do think the fact that it seems like he went out of his way to kind of soften the blow. There wasn't there wasn't anything even kind of getting to his I'm coming home letter, let alone the decision in 2010. And I also think the way he framed it, LeBron talked about what's best for me and my family, what's most, where's my family going to be the happiest. Listen, if you want to go ahead and pander to the heartland, that's the way you get them, is by mentioning family. So I think it's some combination of all that.
How much do you buy into this being foregone conclusion may be strong, but there were a lot of people who expected this outcome. So how much do you buy into this wasn't a really difficult decision for him, at least not this past week? He had kind of made up his mind that he was ready to go do something else.
Yeah, I remember last offseason talking about this offseason and what it meant. And I had felt that I had felt like the decline of the Cavs organization last offseason, I felt like that was going to push LeBron out. And throughout the season, I'll be honest, I wavered on it because I didn't want him to leave, because who would want to stop watching the best player on the planet? But I think, as much as it disturbed me that nobody gave the Cavs a chance, the reality is the Cavs didn't give themselves a chance. From the moment they traded Kyrie Irving and they prioritized a first-round draft pick being unprotected over guys that could help you compete for a title, even into the deadline, where what was the move that they made? They helped the Lakers clear up cap space, knowing that the Lakers were going to go after LeBron James. Like, it's almost like with a Kyrie trade, they kind of kicked him to get him going down the slide out the door, and then with that deadline deal that took on the Jordan Clarkson contract, it's like they greased the chute for him. And so, as much as leading up to it, that fatalism from the national media could be frustrating because I think everybody wanted him to stay. I think we all kind of understood the score, and that for LeBron to stay, it was going to take as magnanimous of an act as what he did in 2014, when he basically, he didn't forgive the letter, but he ignored Dan Gilbert's Comic Sans nom de plume of, well, I mean, just horrendousness from 4 years earlier. It would have taken that similar thing of where the Cavaliers really bailed on winning championships this last year, or at least giving this team the best shot to win a championship, and they did it in the favor of covering their own rear ends in case LeBron left. And just didn't see that happening this time. So, yeah, I mean, I think there was always optimism just because you hope against hope, but no, it felt like it was time. And by the way, it also made sense. Like, if LeBron, if the Cavs had done what they did in the last offseason, which is change what the established pattern since LeBron had come here, which was every year they did everything they could to compete for a title. And then last offseason, they prioritized the future. You know, that's the Cavs changing that game. If LeBron had bought in for another year and then gone maybe in 2019, I think in some ways, from an optic standpoint, people would have said, well, he bought into it. You know, he bought into prioritizing the future. Why would he leave now? There are no clean breaks in the love of sports, in that the heartland, you know, that Cleveland mentality. I don't know that there's ever such thing as a clean break, yet this was the cleanest possible break you could have between LeBron and the Cavs.
Nick Wilson is a host on our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, does evenings there from 7 to midnight Eastern. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Are fans still calling him one of us, one of our own, our guy? Because he didn't pull up roots to the point where, you know, he wants everyone to forget that he's from Akron, that he grew up in the area.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still probably a little bit close for people to talk like that, but in another 2 months, I think they will. I think most people, the only thing, it's not as if they're disowning him. I feel like a good number of people in Cleveland right now just kind of want to talk about anything other than LeBron James.
Oh.
Not in a bad way,
right.
Not in like a spiteful way.
Sure.
But, and I'm now making us sound like we lost our puppy. But I just mean from the standpoint of it just happened. And, you know, they just took down the billboard that was up on the Sherwin-Williams billboard of LeBron James. And we spent all week talking about what's going to replace it. Like, give us like another week, and we'll say LeBron James's name with a smile again, I think.
Is it easier or harder than losing a puppy? I don't know. I kind of feel like what I've heard from some Cleveland fans, this might be something they take even harder than that.
Yeah, I don't know. How much did you like the puppy? Like, was he house trained?
I guess if he wasn't.
It's a puppy by puppy basis, I guess.
Nick, what now? The million-dollar question, what now?
I think to most people it's pretty simple. If the Cavs tried to make a go of it with Kevin Love and George Hill and the talent that they have here, I actually don't doubt that I don't want to say weaker East, but let's face it, LeBron James went out West. The guy commandeered a conference for 8 straight NBA Finals. I think it's fair to say it's now what was once weak is now somehow significantly weaker. I'm sure they could make the playoffs, but, you know, with the way that this team is set up, they've got a first-round pick on the line this year. They don't really have – it's not like you're going to get free agents to you know, swarm here if you get the 8th seed this year. I think they need to learn from what Miami's learned, where Miami really tried to make a go of it after LeBron left, despite Dwayne Wade being a little bit older, you know, the health problems Chris Bosh went through. And they've had a few nice, playoff berths. But now they've got a bunch of bad contracts and really no superstar to speak of on that club, and not really any closer to getting one. So, as much as tanking is this kind of hot you know, this hotly contested thing. And I don't know that Dan Gilbert's ego will allow him to do it, but you got Kevin Love, highest bidder. You got Kyle Korver, highest bidder. Even guys like Rodney Hood, who's a restricted free agent. I think you got a race to the bottom, because I think what we've seen is, you know, at the bottom, at the top, you know, as long as you have a plan, you're in a good spot. The death is in the middle there, where you don't have superstars, but you're just good enough to get by and make a playoff spot.
Any indication that's actually what the front office is doing?
Well,
it seems pretty quiet.
We've heard that they're doing the George Hill thing. We heard they're also shopping a few of their other contracts on the books, including somebody like Kyle Korver. But I still think, so a year ago when David Griffin left, Kobe Altman, very inexperienced GM, I think right now Dan Gilbert, I think the organization's probably trying to convince Dan Gilbert that tanking is the right way. So we haven't gotten the firm go-ahead that they're going any which way, but, you know, to me, just bringing it back the way it is, I don't know how you could do that, especially with Kevin Love. I would hope within the next 2 to 3 weeks we get a clear indication of Kevin Love's future, but again, this is all resting on Dan Gilbert.
Well, that's even more depressing than losing LeBron, just kind of throwing the season out the window and saying, screw it. I guess there's no guarantee that you ever get back to this point, but that's interesting. Nick Wilson from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I had a bunch of people write to me on social media on Sunday and Monday and say, well, good, now we can talk about the Cleveland Indians. So how much has anything else been a story in Cleveland in the last week?
Oh no, it's been a lot of Braun. I did get some Indians in tonight because they were off. I even, believe it or not, had a Browns opinion or
Woo!
Two. But for now, until Kevin Love is traded, or until the Indians make a big deadline splash or training camp, do not underestimate training camp in Cleveland. This still is a Browns town. Yeah, until one of those things happen, it's still going to be all Browns. all post-Braun.
I mean, it could be the longest eulogy in the history of professional sports.
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing is, I'm not being the bitter ex-girlfriend who like just wants to talk about anything else but Braun. But I feel like there's certain people in Cleveland too. There is just this like, all right, man, let's do what we have to do for the Cavaliers, and you know, we'll always have 2016. I actually wrote about that on our website. I hate to be the guy that says we'll always have 2016, but we will always have 2016. That'll be the best eulogy possible, I think.
That is true. No one can take that away. It was history, not to mention, as you talk about, more than a half century in the making, and it was exactly what LeBron returned to Cleveland for. So, yes, you will always have 2016, and so will we. That was incredible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.